One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey there, listener, it's your old pal Paul, and I just wanted to say, if you're a musician, a writer, an artist, a comedian, or anything like that, and you want to come talk to us on the Lousy Weather Media main show, email us at lwmpodcast@gmail.com. Just submit like whatever you have. If you have links to your YouTubes, if you're a comedian or a musician or anything like that, links to your page, Bandcamp, all that information. Give us a little rundown of what you do, and we will contact you back if we are interested. So come on and be a part of the Lousy Weather Media main show and come talk to me, Sean, and Bob. And now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read. Hello and welcome back to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony Sansonetti.
And we're picking up right where we left off. Toy soldiers.
Not toy soldiers.
Small soldiers.
You got it?
Small.
On last week's episode, we heard about Paul drinking off to Kirsten Dunst.
Come. Anyway, so you did a test of Tony, and you watched the fucking immaculate film that is Small Soldiers.
Small Soldiers. Tommy Lee Jones.
Ooh.
Chip Hazard.
Such a cool name! And Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
And fucking Tobias. What's his name? God damn it.
David Cross.
Thank you. David Cross. And there's that other comedian that's in fucking, god damn it.
Jay Moore.
Is that the dude that's in,
That's his partner.
Right. But what fucking movie am I thinking of right now? Christopher Walken, Jay Moore.
Suicide Kings?
Yes, Suicide Kings. Holy fuck, what a fantastic film that is. If you haven't seen that, you should fuck off and go listen to it now.
Jay Moore's the shit.
You should view it. You should listen to the books on tape, Suicide Kings.
Also, the dad from Transformers is in it, and
oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The dude that kind of looks like Rip Torn, but is not Rip Torn.
Yeah. He's in it, and there's that other kid that plays the main actor opposite Kirsten Dunst, and he's just kind of, you know, he's good. He does his job, but you can tell she actually has acting chops at that age.
You think?
Especially after, like, you know, that was after Interview with a Vampire.
It was, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, she was like a fucking, like, 8-year-old in that movie.
Yeah, but
1998, Small Soldiers, and it starred, David Cross is at the top of that list. Weird. Jay Moore, Alexander Wilson, Dennis Leary, Gregory Smith is Alan Abernathy.
Oh, okay.
And that's who you were talking about.
Yeah.
He's, he stars in a TV show now, I believe. Hold on 1 second. Let me look it up. Oh, my God.
This is entertaining, people. This is entertaining. We are entertaining.
I know he didn't.
So much fucking buildup for you to go, I am completely wrong after that monotone fart that I spit into your ears.
Rookie Blue Webisodes.
Fuck.
It says TV series.
I can't be bothered. All right, let's move on.
It wasn't. Go ahead.
So,
what's your take?
Ridiculously unique. What a unique film. Seriously. No other film quite like it.
It's like a cross between Child's Play
and Toy Story
and Jurassic Park because of the CGI. How'd you feel the CGI held up?
There were scenes where you could see that it was animatronic. Because they were just kind of doing tabletop talking and stuff like that. They looked like toys made of robotic parts.
Right.
Really, because they were. They were modeled robots.
When Chip Hazard punches out of the box, you can tell it's CGI.
Oh, yeah, the rubber, the plastic.
But, like, when, like, he's like, what are the lines? Do you remember the lines?
What do you mean?
Like, they had, like, the catchphrases.
Halt, who goes there?
Halt, who goes... No, that was the...
That was the Argonaut.
Argon.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I'll look.
Shit.
I'll look.
I always... Oh, because he calls him scum.
Yeah.
Or like Argonian scum or
it's
whatever.
It's not Argonian. They are. Oh, motherfucker. Where's the freaking thing the that tells me about the movie? Where's
the plot?
Oh, that's what it's called.
We're learning.
They only got a 6.1 on fucking IMDb.
Live with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe Dante fucking directed it. I don't know about that.
Duh.
Writers.
Joe Dirtay.
Gavin's. Don't try to church it up, Dirt.
We should watch Joe Dirt, dude. That movie's incredible.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone's seen it.
Wow. After some of the movies.
Not the movies that we've seen. Like fucking Casino. Those fucking.
we're always talking about obscure foreign films no one knows of. Casino. Like Jurassic Park.
No, have you ever heard of this gem? Star Wars.
Saw Castaway yesterday.
Wilson! Anyways, go ahead.
This underground gem, Titanic.
Oh my God, what happens?
Well, that chick Rose is just a real bitch at the end.
Paint me like one of your French girls, Jack.
And then I'll let you down.
And then, no, you let you down on me.
What?
Because he ate her out, and then she was putting her hand on the glass, then he impregnated her and gave her the heart of Atlantis.
Heart of the ocean.
Atlantis.
Atlantis?
Was that a Disney movie, Heart of Atlantis?
It might have. You would know more than I would.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, where was I? Oh.
Argonauts?
Yeah. What?
Argonauts?
You didn't find it yet? Fuck.
No, I sorry, I just stopped looking it up. Ooh, jeez. I'm not doing my job. Hold on. Small soldiers. I spelled that wrong. Hold on.
What the fuck?
Small soldiers. Monster name.
Oh, that's what you're going with.
Yeah. Insaniac. No, it's the Gorgonites.
Goddamn Gorgonites.
Argonites. I think you're thinking of like Archeraw or whatever. Is Archer. Archer was his name. That's what he said, Argonauts.
Archer from the Gorgonites, yeah.
Archer, yeah. And then Saniac was the one who was like, wow, I'm going all crazy and spinning around like a Tasmanian.
Then there was the one that was like
it's
Frankenstein.
Weird. It's weird that, well, yeah, but he wasn't like that before. They ripped him apart together, and they put him back. That was so fucking cool.
And he's like, I feel your pain.
God damn it. Like, there's so many cool references in that movie. Like, I feel like it was like a nerdy movie made by nerdy people.
Almost beyond kid comprehension, because there's a part where Chip Hazard's in a helicopter and he says, I love the smell of polyurethane in the morning, and like flies into the garage, and I'm like, that's from fucking, that's from, Jesus, Full Metal Jacket, Platoon.
Right on.
It's a Robert Duvall in Platoon. It's a reference from a war movie for fucking adults.
I can't believe Tommy Lee Jones did that.
Tommy Lee Jones, they said, come in and say every cool catch line for a fucking, like, psychopathic general, and take shit from pop culture and just have fun. And he just brought it.
But in that vein of, like, fucking, like, pop culture, like, 1998, I mean, pop culture was definitely around, like, you know, Star Wars and all that shit existed. But, I mean, like, 1998, like, I feel like that kind of, like, insidery wasn't huge at the time.
Yeah.
And not only that, like, making, like, movies for kids that adults could laugh at as well.
Yeah.
And it was that's, like, a hidden gem joke.
Yeah. Him saying, I love the smell of polyurethane in the morning, I cracked the fuck up, because I was like, holy shit, he's pretending to be the fucking general that's surfing in Platoon. Like, that's great. It's awesome. Totally mature.
Very much so.
From Tommy Lee Jones. The Commandos were seriously like...
PG-13.
They were hardcore, because
no,
they were...
No, I'm just saying that was the rating.
Oh, the rating. I was going to say, no, I mean, yeah, it's PG-13, but the concepts were, they're different, we will kill them. They're scum. They're lesser than us. We will just annihilate them.
A racially charged movie, if you will.
Very, very harsh. Like, it was.
They had two fountains, one for the Commandos, one for the Gorgonites.
It was very powerful.
Did you not see the two fountains?
What?
The two fountains in the movie? Drinking fountains?
No, that, shut up.
Okay. You understand what I'm going for now.
Gorgonites get to the back of the bus.
Archer's like, son of... Oh, okay. He's like the Eeyore of fucking...
Your name is Toby.
It's Archer.
But yes, seriously, there were...
Kunta Kinte. For all of you that didn't know that reference, watch Roots.
All right, but seriously, there were themes of that. Yeah. And there were like... Also, there was the theme that the Gorgonites, they had almost like, they had the potential to be warriors, but they didn't have the will to fight. They literally, the entire movie,
they're
they
knowledge
talk about
lovers.
Hiding. They talk about hiding
well, talk
and wanting
about
to
hiding.
Go home.
But the whole fucking origin of the Gorgonites was they were monsters that wanted to learn are fucking, like, you know, like everything about us.
Yeah, they took intelligence from their surroundings.
They were a peace.
They adapted, yeah.
Yeah, they were like a peace culture that wanted to learn. And then the commandos were obviously the Americans.
They were just the fucking war-torn, like,
fucking
psychos.
Turn them to glass! Like, that's what the commandos were.
There were so many cool fucking parts in that film.
What was it, like, eliminate and... Oh, god damn it. Hold on, let me look up fucking quotes from...
Quotes from that movie from Chip Hazard alone. Just like... He's like... Oh, god. He does, like, a patent speech in front of a puzzle that's American flag. He's like, you men are the best... Of the best.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
In that puzzle piece. Oh, that's so fucking cool. Like, the genius of that movie is insane. Like, I really hate when people fucking shit on this movie.
Oh, there's no reason to shit on it in any way. It is fucking awesome.
So, Tessa Tony. Oh, it held up immensely.
Held up hard, yeah.
If not, like, better, right?
Oh, better, because now I can analyze stuff and I'm like, oh my god, they put, like, a skateboard with, like, a drill. With, like, a chain on it running the one wheel,
yeah.
And then they had, like, a nail gun in the front that they used as a weapon.
And completely would take advantage of as a kid. You're like,
incredible.
Oh, well, fuck it. Like,
yeah,
that makes sense.
They made...
It's like a bike that's a skateboard that has nail guns. I do that all the time.
No. Now I... Oh, man.
So many good references. Major Chip Hazard. It's a small world after all. Fuck. Like, imagine being the fucking producer in the studio with fucking Tommy Lee Jones and being like, No, be like, it's a small world after all. Like, giving them fucking line readings and shit. Oh, it's insane. You've got a lot of guts. Let's see what they look like.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
shit.
On the top. They're fighting on the power, like the power line.
Yeah.
And he hops up there and he's
sadistic.
Like.
Sadistic.
Yeah, he's throwing the knife between his hands and he's like, you got a lot of guts.
You're right. Oh,
let's
my God.
See what they look like.
That little, like fucking.
And then, but then Archer, he stabs him in the leg and Archer says. Right after that line, he says, he pulls the knife out and he says, they're the same as yours, just metal and wires. And he's like, we're nothing alike. And then.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
incredible,
like.
Incredible fucking, like, depiction that he's like, dude, we're the same.
I just listened to Larry King on The Nerdist, and he was like, one of the big things that really killed me is racism. And he's like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, we're all the same on the inside. And that fucking.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Sentiment. Yeah. Is
in
insane. That film. Yeah.
Nick Nitro's battery has run out, but his memory lives on.
And that's when he rips his skin off, like, to get the chip out of his
head.
Get
the chip, yeah, the X-chip or whatever the fuck it's called.
The
we are the Commando Elite, everything else is just a toy. I love that part. Dennis Leary, he's like, there was anything else.
Anything, and he's like,
everything else is just a toy. I'm sick of these fucking commercials.
Yeah.
With, like, you know, rinse and repeat. I look like Heather Locklear. He's like, let's actually make these toys punch out of the fucking boxes.
He's like, well, because it's a toy, sir. We can't really. And he's like, just do it.
It's.
Also,
God damn it.
His assistant's name is Miss
Kegel. X-1000 chip, by the way.
X-1000, yeah. His assistant's name is Miss Kegel. In the fucking movie.
Get the motherfucker
out
of here.
Oh, I'm in. That she introduces herself to the scientists or the toy makers.
My fucking mind and my 12-year-old brain's dick.
Miss Kegel. She's probably in the credits. She has lines.
I came when you said Miss Kegel.
Isn't that fucking hilarious? They're like, yeah, just go with that.
No, you know what he does when he rips off fucking, what was the fucking Nitro?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he rips off his face, he's like, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. God damn it. His battery has run out, but his memory will keep going and going and going. Fucking, like,
yeah,
Energizer Bunny. God, it's so
good. They make
good.
Fun of Energizer in it, too. They're like, give him a life lithium.
Soldiers! No poor sap ever won a war by dying for his country. He won it by
being
all that he can be.
Yeah.
Damn the torpedoes.
Give me death. Yeah.
Eternal vigilance is the price of duty. And to the videos go the spoils. Oh, god damn it.
To the victors go the spoils?
That might have been it.
That's a word.
It totally was. So remember, you are the best of the best of the few and the proud. So ask not what your country can do for you. Only regret that you have but one life to live.
Miss Kegel.
Alexandra Wilson.
Is Miss Kegel. Oh, I don't know why. Don't know why.
The war against the Gorgonites will be won. Commando Elite, let the first shot be fired. Search out the Gorgonites and frag them all. That's fucking insanely awesome.
Yeah. like I said, his character out of the box, like Archer kind of evolves from I am Archer, emissary of the Gorgonites.
If it lacerates,
he comes out of the box like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, he wants to learn. Yeah.
Well, Archer wants to learn, but Archer comes out saying taglines, but then kind of like evolving. Chip Hazard comes out of the box like a fucking serial killer.
No. Fucking, he says like, what is your name? And he says, he's like, nah, blah, blah, blah. Now shut up.
Yeah. And he calls him that full.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold
description.
On. Description. Oh, goddamn. I'm still in the.
Yeah. Alan, now shut up.
Alan, now shut up. I like this line. If it lacerates or detonates, I want it mobile and I want it lethal. An That's officer so and a gentleman does not strike a lady.
Yeah. When he's not, when the. Yeah,
they're
when
firing off at the fucking...
The boyfriend is hitting the fucking Barbies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is weird, because they were firing on Kirsten Dunst, which is a lady.
Yes. But he came in the room, and he broke first one.
Maybe it's the prejudice of the fact that they were both toys. Like, the Barbie was a toy, he's a toy. He understands that, but he doesn't care about the humans. He just wants to fucking overcome them like fucking some con.
It is cool, though. He does know the difference between an adult in a fight or a child. Because he ties up the young brother.
Yeah.
They don't try to, like, just, like, murder.
It's the whole thing, yeah. Like, yeah. They try to, like, fucking, like, never mind, I can't think of the word.
Yeah, like, rules of war and engagement and shit. Yeah. Like, he knows that a kid's a kid.
We have met the enemy, and he is you. It's like a horrible Kennedy. It's like a scary Kennedy.
Yeah, he's every fucking, like, hardcore general.
You maggot! An officer and a gentleman does not strike a lady. Brad, what?
That
dude gets like fucking chopped up by like CD disc getting thrown around.
Oh wow. There's there's one Sarah Michelle Gellar plays one of the doll voices for the Barbies. Yeah. She plays
Oh my god.
Yeah, she plays Gwendy doll.
Those Barbies were fucking terrifying.
They were terrifying because also it looked like Victor Frankenstein's fucking lab in that room.
Definitely.
Because they had the chip on that electric screen.
And they had
the lights were flickering.
The Jacob's ladder, like, fucking type, like the lightning going up and down from the two
and
poles.
They fucking cut all their hair off and, like, left, like, one strand and then painted them camo.
Yeah, yeah, because it was weird. It's almost like they, like, shaved them to, like, do electroshock therapy even though they were dolls.
Yeah.
But they just kept having that chip, like, striking
She's
them.
Like, oh my god,
which makes
you
no
get that
sense.
Shirt? As they're like tying her up and like trying
so
to kill her.
Fucking insane. God damn, that's awesome.
Christina Ricci plays a Gwendy doll too in that movie.
Those big old tooties.
Okay.
You know she does.
She's cool as shit, by the way.
Oh, you know
I heard
her
on The Nudist. Not
The Nudist. Freudian slip. I heard her on The Nudist.
Titties. That worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what? I mean, like, you would just want to see your tits.
No,
I didn't
no.
do anything.
Listen, I did nothing but mention them and made you think
of
them.
And then now you want to see them.
I listened to her on The Nerdist, and she's
imagine
she's
a
cool
podcast
she's...
called The Nudist, and all you do and is just podcast naked, but no one else can see that. It's just like an awkward, like, so, I mean, your balls look nice.
Jesus. You mean with someone else?
Yeah. Well, no, just me. In a mirror. I'm like a goldfish.
The Nudist and the...
I'm like one of those Chinese fighting fish. I'm just looking at myself. I'm like, your balls look nice.
This is a
I'd
nice.
I fight him.
I'm putting on a pound or two. I need to take it back.
A pound or two, Jesus. Talk about 25.
But yeah,
I got 25.
I just wanted to
life
say,
on this gut.
Christina Ricci seems like a really cool, really, really smart person.
Buffalo 66. We should do an
in-depth
on that.
Incredible.
Or maybe not so much an in-depth, but we should definitely watch that and talk about
it. It's a fucking incredible.
I don't want to ruin that movie. There's a lot of movies that I want to do in-depths on, but I don't want to ruin
them. There's thousands left we can do. So that's the great
Are
thing.
There? There's a lot of movies, right?
Yes.
Out
since
now?
Time, yeah, since
out
time.
Out now.
Yeah.
How now, Brown Cow?
How now, out now, Brown Cow?
The Human Torch is the night of Bangalore today. If you got that reference, I love you.
Yeah, That's a good one.
It's an awesome one. I've got it six in my crawl so much. Go ahead.
Oh, more about this awesome movie.
I love it so much
it's
that
so
you
good.
Liked it.
Yeah. No, it is good. It's good.
If you
clever.
Remember from last week, or now 2 weeks ago, like you were kind of like, I don't know if I want to watch it.
I think I thought of like...
Child's Play 1.
No, I thought of like
Child's Play ones.
The
rough.
Douchey humans almost.
Have you remembered Child's? Do you remember Child's Play? Have you remembered Child's Play?
I have memories of Child's Play. Yes,
you have memories,
vivid
of it.
Ones.
Okay, do you like when was the last?
Do
time
I
you
remember
saw it?
The time I saw it last?
I really feel like we should do that for the next
Tony.
I don't
wanna.
That's a good sign.
That is a good sign. Because I don't want to. And hey, I'll come back and be like, man, Child's Play ahead of its fucking time. The best.
Might as well be Darren Aronofsky, dude.
My God. Scorsese had his hands in this one. Small Soldiers. Let's stay on point because holy shit. I haven't even really hit the surface of it yet because.
Please do.
It also talks about the dangers of.
Toys.
No, not toys, but like almost like.
Guns.
Electronics and automation in our in hearing our children to that kind of shit at a young age.
Yeah.
The dangers of it, as well as the fact that his dad runs like an indie toy store that doesn't sell.
That's what I thought was really
electronics.
Cool. Like, yeah, no, he's like, man, nothing sells shit from there. And he's like, yeah, I got all fucking 50 cents and 2 pennies left.
Yeah.
You forget your plane ticket. And like, he's like the fucking rebel kid that like,
he
quote unquote, burned
down
the school,
schools,
but didn't actually do that at all.
I just burn it to watch it burn. I just didn't see what
he might as well be the Joker. Yeah. I just want to watch it burn. But like fucking, I don't know. I really dug the relationship between the dad and the son. It was very distrusting. At the time that I saw the movie, I had the same relationship with my mom, and because of good reasons. I mean, she was looking out for me because she was an adult human, and I was a dumb young human.
Yes.
And now I'm an okay human that still knows nothing.
Yeah.
But aren't we all? Let's be honest. Tony,
you're
a dumb human as well, correct?
In your opinion. In my opinion, I'm a semi-smart human.
A few skills.
A few.
All right, fair enough.
I can make a fire. Just like the Gorgonites. Good.
Wow.
Yep. I model myself after a Gorgonite.
I'm a modern-day archer. No, but I don't know, like, this movie hit me weird. Like, not only did it have cool CGI, because I love CGI from a very young age, like Jurassic Park, like, I grew up in a really cool fucking time when, like, there was, like, cutting edge for CGI.
Yeah,
like,
I was ahead of you, so I didn't live
computer,
in that time.
Yeah, I know, you're like, oh, The Fly, I love fucking prosthetics.
I'm gonna watch Citizen Kane again and eat some nougat.
Oh, dude, Rosebud! Your dad's like,
yes,
shut up!
I'm right there with you on loving CGI. And this movie, I don't think...
I'm very appreciative of that fact, because I feel like a lot of people are like, no, it's taking, like, you know... It's raping the film.
Yeah.
Well, not so much the aesthetic, because, I mean, if anything, it's fucking
it's
broadening.
It's advancing it, but it's, like, lessening what an actor, I guess. No.
Exactly. No.
Being Andy Sardis seems hard.
What do you mean?
Fucking Gollum doing everything fucking to nothing.
Oh, yeah, right on. Yeah, if anything, it pushes the actor further.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, like, if you have a scene when it's all toys, if it's all CGI, then, like, you have nothing, and it's all just, like, the ADR, like, the after recording of
someone's
voice.
Really right back into it.
Well, yeah, no. I pulled away, and then I just kept going. I couldn't help it. I'm
like,
sorry.
Like in Step Brothers when he's like, I thought it'd be silent. But it just fucking shit his pants.
Is
for
it
like
Pam?
30.
Is it Pan? Pan? Pan.
Silent.
No, it's Pam. Pan with two N's?
Good God.
Step Brothers is
that
fantastic.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Right. Anyways, but what the fuck were you talking about?
Talking about CGI. All
right, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, the first time I saw the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, like, I was like, there's no way.
You got a big murder boner. I know.
Why a murder?
I don't know.
Did I say that? Oh, my
Freudian
God.
Freudian slip.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't mean that I stab chicks when I fuck them.
Jesus. Why you go there? It's so dark.
Well, it seemed like that's what you were going for.
I meant
I exterminate the hookers.
Dinosaurs.
No.
Just because you got to get rid of them. They're bad.
Right. Murder boner. That's what we'll call this podcast. It won't even have a number. It'll just be murder boner.
How many of them? Infinite?
Whatever you want. 42 murder boners. That's what it'll be called. I really hope I remember that. Anyway, so... I really dug the CGI of that movie. I don't know. Like, I just like seeing characters move in ways that they never could before. And you look at, like, Child's Play and, like, stuff like that. Like, practical effects. Like,
yes.
You look at the first Alien or even, like, Aliens. Like, they were all, like, very practical. And then you look at, like, AVP. And there are, like, shots that look terrible.
Yes.
But still, the movement of the creatures, the movement of, like, you know, the...
You can kind of realize your dream.
Exactly. And even if it looks kind of bad, like, I'm still okay with it. Like, I
now you
it.
Live in a world where you don't have to, like, be like, oh, it's going to look like crap.
No, we still do.
Not with the blockbusters.
Right, right, yeah. But I mean, like, magnet films and stuff like that definitely still, like, fall under the category of, like, we didn't have enough money. We couldn't find
cool
people.
If they're smart enough, they find ways around it, so it still blows you. Like Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Low budget, but
yeah.
The CGI that they did utilize for the gore, incredible.
That's a fantastic point. But you look at, like, 13 Ninjas.
Yeah. Wait, and what?
Wasn't it... 13.
What's 13 ninjas?
Something ninjas.
What?
It's a number and a ninja.
Number and assassin?
13 assassins? Is that what
are
it's
you
called?
I'm you're confused.
9 assassins?
I hate
11
when you
assassins?
Me. I fucking oh,
here,
hate
I'll just count down. 13 assassins, 12 assassins, 11 assassins, a
13
1,
assassins,
a 2,
the magnet
a 13
film 13 assassins.
Assassins.
Cuz you said 9 assassins and I'm like, that's not a film.
I said 13 before.
13 ninjas.
I said 13 ninjas. Well, they might as well be ninjas. They're assassins. Fuck off.
But what happened in that movie that you didn't... It was sword fights.
No, the blood.
Oh, the
looked
blood
dumb
splatting.
As fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all like, right. it completely, like, stuck out of screen. Like, it obviously wasn't practical, and it obviously was put in post. But, I mean, like...
Damn sweet sword fighting, though.
Completely agree. Yeah, I'll make noises. Don't worry about... Any more?
You want
you
it?
Good?
You get it.
Go ahead.
Give it.
No, go ahead.
I got it. All right. And here we are, back with Tony, not misconstruing
I'm
numbers.
Paul! And I'm kidding.
You just hear like a big thump. All right. Tony's gone. Let's get back to it.
I stabbed him with a toy soldier knife.
I have a raging murder boner.
A murder boner.
You don't like that word, do you? You don't like that phrase,
it's such
do
a
you?
Weird thing, because I always imagine his skull fucking. When you say murder boner,
what?
How else do you kill someone with a
wait,
boner?
Wait, you fuck... No, it's not like you
no,
kill them with your
no,
boner.
No. What's a murder boner, then?
A murder boner is getting hard at the act of killing. Like, you're just excited to kill, like American Psycho.
Oh, I envisioned it as a weapon.
No, dumb
like
ass.
I had
a seven.
Well, like, I mean, like, when they describe kill objects, they
wow.
say murder knife or murder chainsaw. They don't do that, but I do.
No, it's the feeling during the murder is like an erection for the act of murdering.
So you get murder boners.
I get all hard when I'm murdering things. Yes, that's what that phrase entails.
It's weird when I saw
Jesus,
Tony murder.
You thought I was gonna murder with my dick.
When I saw Tony murder his first baby bird, I was like, "Wow, that's fucked up." And then I saw him fucking get tented, and I was like, "Oh, that's even weirder." And then he was like, "It's a murder boner. Look away while I come."
What the
on this dead. Bird's body.
Jesus. So you take it to these like weird levels. At first she thought I was talking about ways to murder you with my dick itself, like the dick in hand.
Well, there's only one way, skull fucking.
That's not only one way.
Oh, really? You got fucking Excalibur cock that you're just like,
some...
I could pierce through your asshole into your mouth.
I could put some poison on that.
I have my own stake that I could hang you on.
Well, no, I put some poison on it. And then when you blow me?
Fuck off, that's dumb. If you're gonna fucking murder someone with a boner, you might as well stab them to death.
Have you ever tried to stab through an eye with a penis?
Yeah.
It's not easy. Wait, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Five.
Five of them?
They all
so you
died.
Had five murder boners, or they were unintentional? You're like, I just have to kill him with the boner, but I don't like it.
No, I killed him with my boner, and I loved it.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Yeah,
he gave me weird creepo eyes.
I did give him weird creep. I used to call him grandpa eyes when I was younger.
Why?
Because he used to rape me.
What the?
I'm kidding. He didn't.
For fuck's sake.
Every time he looked at me and he was like, "What are you doing?" He would like look down and like he would turn his face down so like he would point his neck downward towards his chest and then look up with his eyes so like his brow would be covering like part of his eyes so they would look angry. That's what grandpa eyes were. It's not because he raped me. I never got raped as a child, and I'm really thankful for that. I have a really good family.
You were the
fantastic
raper.
Fantastic family. I raped my grandpa.
Oh, I had to get you to admit it. If I'm not on social media in the next week, you know what happened to me.
Yeah, you got raped to death. Now just be like, I'm like, go burn books.
Gotta go.
I'm done raping.
Jesus. This got way...
Out of hand.
All right, this is...
Out of hand.
All right. Small bloody soldiers. Heavy-handed is what this became.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Bloody heavy-handed. All right. Small soldiers. the children's movie we were discussing with adult themes. Then
not
we
really
took
rapey,
it to
though.
Rated triple X
yeah.
murder extreme boner.
Boy,
themes.
You took it to murder boner.
I said it once and I regret it infinitely.
Go ahead.
Don't.
I wasn't.
I saw your lips pucker for an M,
oh,
and I was
man.
Like, you shut them.
Right, go ahead.
That was piercing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I try that.
Also,
yeah,
the awesome amount of technology in Small Soldiers that is adapted and kind of steampunked into those machines that they utilized, like,
the weapons.
The different weaponry, the different vehicles.
The CD player fucking, like, launcher
yeah.
was awesome.
Yeah, and the toaster flamethrower.
You know the corn husk
yeah.
pokers? Oh, I thought that was
yeah.
so fucking cool.
Shoots him into his leg.
The nail gun.
Obviously, nail guns. All the different catapults and trebuchets they use.
Imagine the team that worked on that movie and was like, "Oh, we should fucking like,
yeah,
like
that's what I'm saying.
Like this gun would be cool. Like, what are household objects
yeah.
that we could murder people with? Not even murder though. Like, kind of like just like make them fall down and then we'll slit their throats.
Yeah, because
that's what like the elites, what were they called? Commando. That's what the commando soldiers like really wanted to do. They wanted to like fucking like make the enemy fall like
Well, because like, that was like a tactic because of the size disadvantage.
Exactly, but it yeah. was almost like wolf, like wolfish. Like
mm-hmm.
how like wolves hunt in packs. Like
yeah.
they like take them down one by one.
They're great.
And then they rip out their guts while they're still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh man, I got a murder
and you're
boner
Paul
right now.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Here's your guts.
Save me.
Oh, you should be like, ah, I know. I'm not sucking your dick, I was eating your guts. Although that
no
might
one,
have sounded
no one
like...
No thought that but you big dummy.
Well, yeah, okay, fair enough. I'll own it.
If there's the sounds of lips chapping, I think dick sucking.
Lips chapping. Just bite my lip skin.
This is the fucking worst.
Go ahead.
Go with what? Going to hell
got?
After this.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And a handbasket.
I really like, how can I just smooth back in? Just ride the wave.
Yeah, go ahead.
When the machines that they were like, the devices they built, what am I trying to think? The vehicles, Jesus, fucking vehicles. They could all connected, like all six of them, like a fucking
Power Ranger. Yeah, like
Power
fucking
Ranger.
Voltron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unite, and then they tried to chase the
enjoyed
the
that
really
part.
Shitty moped that does a horribly long jump and doesn't crash or shatter.
Might as well have been the speed jump with the bus.
Yep.
Remember when the bus lifts yep. off and it's like fucking yep. like probably like a 45 degree angle and then it lands but it's like flat.
Yeah,
it made
yeah.
no sense.
And
that
just
bus
keeps rolling.
Crush
just keeps
itself.
Rolling. Yes, and it also would have just gone thump down.
It wouldn't have even fucking. That was me. Sorry, I apologize.
Okay.
That was my phone, I think. We're all confused now.
This is confusing. There
actually,
was a
that
noise.
That was yours.
How did I know that noise?
You piece
my...
of shit. It's because you're plugged into my laptop.
Oh, and your laptop? Like,
it's not
speakers?
Plugged into this. I have no idea.
What's happening?
This is... Ding. Dude, sick harmony.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. That was rad.
I'm really...
What was your favorite part of Small Soldiers?
I don't know.
Don't click your tongue.
You can suck your lips. I can't click my tongue.
That was for theater.
Earlier when you were thinking about sucking dick. I know.
Yeah, no, theater of the mind, though. Yours was because you didn't have anything to say.
I'm thinking. I need to think. That's a hard question.
Then do it without
there's a lot of
clicking your fucking
things.
Tongue.
Okay, you little fuck, Oh.
Oh, you.
All right, my favorite part of Small Soldiers, probably the unboxing of all the commandos.
That was really cool.
When they all rip out and they all form a line, and then he says something about each of them. He's like, served with your father, hell of a man.
Oh,
and then
fuck
he goes
yeah.
to the next one, and he's like, make sure you double up on rations, and like goes to the next one, yeah.
Right on. I feel like one of my favorite parts was them untwisting, like him untwisting the box and pulling out each action figure and like holding them.
like in his hand when they were just like stagnant.
Yeah, and not only that, like the dude was like, "Oh, I guess I lost a truck, or I guess I lost the package off the truck." Yeah, I thought that was a really cool part.
You were like, you wanted those toys too,
but no, but I wanted that to happen, like to like be in with a dude that like
hooked you up.
Yeah, and was like, "Here's a fucking like unbox. Like these aren't supposed to go out till fucking next week. Here, have them. Sell them in your store, not even your store, but I mean, like, I would just love to have those action figures, and they were the coolest things
also,
ever."
I do think it's funny because the action figures that were released for that film did not live up to that film.
Bullshit. I had them.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I had them. I had a couple. I had a...
Tell me how much they did.
I had Chip Hazard. I had Archer. I had Insaniac.
Probably.
The Frankenstein one and Smash Fist.
Mm-hmm.
And Smash Fist came with the one that like fucking... like there was like
the
a little...
The three-footed one?
Well, he had, like, a big rock in his fist.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had, like, this little thing that, like, walked on his back, kind of like a weird little, like, monkey-type thing. He was like, orange.
Yeah, little, like, stick bug thing.
Yeah, and he would, like, pull himself, like, he was, like, elastic.
Yeah,
and
that
he
was,
pull
he,
himself fire.
He fired him, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I had those four, and then Burger King came out with toys, and I had all of them.
Burger King.
Dude, I fucking, like, I was so obsessed with Small Soldiers as a child.
But wait, you're
and
telling
Kirsten
me.
And Kirsten Dunst, I was, like, super fucking
You started
loveless.
This statement by saying, oh, no, they equal the toys in the film. Tell me how that happened.
Oh, well, yeah, they didn't fight each other.
They didn't do anything, though.
But, I mean, like, if you got the big dolls, the 14-inch, they would talk and shit.
But no lip movement.
No.
No
they,
AI.
No, they had the jaw.
Wow.
The
but no microchips.
They didn't fight. No
microprocessors. Nothing. Sure, no.
They
ballistic
had a button,
missile.
They
processors.
Had a button that you would press and it would move an arm up.
I'm gonna press a button on you.
Press a button on you.
That's not a song. It's not a song.
It should be.
Press a button on you. No. Love that movie. Awesome. Cool times. Totally recommend it because it's really unique and well done.
I'm so stoked that it survived the test of Tony.
I'm so surprised that it did.
Really?
Kind of.
That's awesome.
Thinking
David
back,
David Cross,
like,
fucking rule. That's my password. I don't want you to take my password.
Who did this?
Gizmo, damn it.
Gizmo over here did it.
That's because
they're like, yeah, when they were like talking about the chips, and he's like, who the hell would put a ballistic missile chip in a toy? Gizmo over here.
Because he stole his fucking password.
Yep.
God damn. That motherfucker.
You never knew Jay Moore's password because he never remembered it.
No, he put it back in his pocket. And you remember, he's like, mine's Gizmo. And she's like, shut the fuck up, you piece of shit.
My name's Kegel.
Oh, my God. I just got hard again with the murder boner.
She'll print you a check to shut you the fuck up.
She will. Anyway, so...
Everyone did get bought at the end of that movie.
Isn't that the moral of the story?
They did get bought.
Like for
he's
a price.
He's like, you don't have the money to take away the humiliation and like the sadness and like the embarrassment of, oh, okay, cool. Bye.
It is weird that like everyone just
I'll
got bought
that.
Out.
Yeah. And then he left. He landed a helicopter to walk around, say that everyone, you know, it would have made a great commercial, paid them money and left. That's why he drove his helicopter there. Flew.
Drove it.
Just drove it right over.
It's weird that helicopters have wheels. I like the, oh, he found me out.
Clever girl.
I'm a fraud.
clever girl.
All right, so let's hit the fucking,
right.
The in-depth.
Right.
Of this week.
What's the in-depth?
Executive decision. That was really bad, Law and Order.
Yeah.
What's your first note?
I hate you. It's a note.
What's your first note? Read it.
My first note is, excellent movie. Could have used more Steven Seagal.
I agree. He was very, like, not in the movie.
No. And that was, like, his heyday. And they're like, dude, come on. You do one mission at the beginning, but then
also,
you go bye-bye.
A huge name at the time, probably just to put him in there.
But, I mean...
And probably a huge paycheck.
He said yes to it and then was like, I don't mind being in the rest
of
this awesome movie.
I can't fucking believe Kurt Russell was such a fucking piece of shit in the movie.
Oh, he was a little pissy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, he might as well fucked up everything. What was your first note, though?
That was my first note, the Steven Seagal. I wanted more of him.
Why do all the letters around this time sound like this? does the Pentagon make these noises? That it might as well be fucking 1942.
What are you talking about?
The letters that come on the screen and like tell you what's happening at that time.
Oh, like the cyber, like
yes,
big green, the green letters.
Yes. It's like king 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 king. No typewriter.
It's almost like
nothing has ever sounded like that.
It's almost like maybe it's robotics talking to each other before, like,
fuck yourself.
The internet, man, and like it's like.
Second note: everyone is in this movie.
You like this movie?
Everyone is in this movie. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a shittier version of oh god damn it, Air Force One.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You just like,
yes.
Harrison Ford. And, oh no, I take it back, Gary Oldman's in it. Damn.
So?
Gary Oldman's the bad guy in Air Force One.
And?
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. And?
That's awesome.
So, what were you saying? I didn't
fuck
hear you.
Fuck it all.
I just didn't hear you.
They do the same things. Who came out first? Executive Decision.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
And then Air Force One.
Kind of copied.
Hold on, actually.
Copied a bit. Unless Air
really,
Force One was first.
Not really, because I mean, like, fucking Air Force One
communicating was about the president. with jets behind them.
Yeah, that was
leaking
shit
fuel.
And by the way, that CGI looked dog shit, and that was 3 years after fucking Jurassic Park.
But hey, a CG team can make or break.
Oh. I'm telling you, I'm making my co-op because he said after real man.
What are you pretending that I am?
Retarded. I said it. I hit the R word.
You're just bad today.
I am.
You're bad.
I'm mischievous.
Full of murder boners and rudeness.
Technically, you're full of murder boners. You just put it in my mind that I wanted to murder Kirsten Dunst with my boner.
I didn't put that there.
You did.
It was already there since childhood.
Childhood.
Tiles.
I like tiles, and I was from a hood. I'm from Tile Hood.
Young on him. That's my Sling Blade.
That's
impression.
Death approaching.
That's my Sling Blade impression.
That's my 30 Days of Night approach.
What? 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 Y'all got any damn chicken sandwiches in there?
Oh, what a nice piece of plastic. I might choke on it. No, you are! Oh, you dumb fucking 15-year-old asshole. What was I looking up?
What? You were looking up Air Force One and Executive Decision.
Dude, already got, all right.
Dude.
Bruskies, already got the shit.
Did you know this, the guy in Iron Man 1, the prisoner that helps him build?
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of the terrorists.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.
Jesus, no.
Yeah. He
I'm
was
talking
like,
about
he
the
was
guy
Iron
in
Man
the
1.
Cave with him.
He was Iron Man 1. Mach 1.
Guy in
Mach
Iron Man 1 with Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
in
Mach
the
1.
Cave.
Yeah, Mach 1.
What are you Mach 1-ing?
I'm mocking you.
Mach why?
Oh, don't do that.
Do what?
A shitty pun.
You made one?
No, I made a good one.
No.
You made a shitty one.
No.
No. Chris, get out of here! Oh, that son of a bitch.
This is a different dimension of off the rails for
no,
us.
No, it's not at
this
all.
This is great.
You don't recall the old I Can't Reads where Chris Walken used to come in
all
at any time.
The time.
No.
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 More cowbell.
I got a fever. And the only thing.
Only cure. Prescription. Hey, he says the only prescription.
Chris! I swear to God.
All right. Gotta go.
You piece of shit.
Gotta go, bye-bye.
You don't even sound like Chris anymore.
I just want to piss you off. Are you going to research anything ever?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I think those headphones are squeezing the pressure.
Out of my brain.
Making your brain, swell up.
Small.
It's already small. It's already small.
Ouch, I'm a pterodactyl. I have a tiny brain. I fly around and screech. Fuck you.
Not even if you bought me dinner.
Oh, all right, Cartman.
is that what I imitated?
Well, yeah, because he was like, you didn't even buy me dinner, Mom. You fuck me and you don't even buy me dinner. I wasn't making fun of your fatness.
You never do
but
that.
But I guess
you never
just,
do that. That
I guess
be,
I just did.
That would be rude and character defiling, yeah. See, I can crack him up more when I make fun of my fucking fat tubs than any other subject on the planet.
Fat tubs. Oh, God, I have a horrible laugh.
I'm going to go home and eat depression bacon.
No. No. I've been slow cooking it, dude. Bay Margera's in the house.
Oh, Abe's going to be so pissed.
My purple Lambo.
Kiki can't go to New York. Kiki lost.
Kiki go down the square.
Kiki go to Georgia, going to get lost. That's flatline. They're gone. They're fucking gone. Fucking do it.
What are you looking up?
Fucking do it. Fucking do it. Seriously.
What are we looking up?
Air Force most one. Fucking one.
97.
When was executive decision? I guess I could have done half this work. I apologize. But
we just talking about IMDb E.
How are you not moving quicker? It's literally typing in a different subject and pressing enter.
What was the movie?
Executive Decision.
Have you heard of it?
When was it?
What are your thoughts? Oh, a year before.
See? Harrison Ford and the crew were like, man.
How did you feel
talking
about...
Talking to the air jets.
How did you feel about the guy that played the clown in Spawn?
John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
I love John Leguizamo and everything.
How'd you feel about him there? He's Rat? Like, I hope this is a good on-flight movie. Like, you're some douchey fucking Marine.
Hope you're better with chicks than I am.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Fuck that asshole.
You know what I think, though? He wasn't used to being in charge, so he was compensating with his little one-liners because Steven Seagal
died. No. I feel I feel like that the writers fucking sucked.
Truly.
And he had to fucking say this shit.
You know who I did like? I liked... Cappy
Hallie.
And Oliver Platt.
I thought Cappy died. By the way.
I know.
Well, hold on. I have a note, and it's a good note.
Uh-huh. I bet.
I tweeted this on Twitter.
Wow.
Well, that's the only place you would tweet things.
Yeah.
I tweeted this on fucking Mavguard. That's not a real thing.
You couldn't think of one other fucking place to put text.
I tweeted this on Instagram. Yeah, I was like, I tweeted this on Mavguard.
Put it on my LinkedIn. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah, everyone knows Mav. I put this on my GeoCities.
Foursquare is going to get a lot.
Foursquare since 7 years ago.
What the
I
fuck is your note?
A website.
What the fuck?
That was my note.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Right through me. Like a greasy piece of paper. You just see right through me. Motherfuck. I had a really good point.
I wish I had a rock.
Oh, Cappy.
Yeah.
Plays the best sweaty guy.
They're all the sweatiest.
No? Hold on. Well, yeah, the pilot is really sweaty. Jesus Christ.
So is Oliver Platt. He's sweating his face.
No, not anywhere near as much
the
as these
cap,
motherfuckers.
The sweat of Cap, yeah.
Cappy and fucking the pilot with the fucking, like the
boo-boo?
Yeah, boo-boo in the head. Well, that's how we describe things. The boo-boo in the head.
No, that's how you fucking
That's how you just described
them. Did I say the boo-boo?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Did you black out?
When?
Well... You heard it here first.
Where's
folks.
Amis?
Tony is having an aneurysm. Anyways, so fucking
Marty, we have to go back.
Marty, we have to go back. That was my.
Holy shit! It was Chris walking instead of Chris Lloyd.
Marty. Fuck yeah! I
yeah,
can't
you
do it.
Fucking
Chris
train
Lloyd's
wreck.
Hard. Hold on. Wait,
no,
hard.
You're not doing Doc Brown. No,
it's the Angels in the outfield. That sounds like fucking Al Pacino. Ew.
Oh.
Ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah, yeah, there you go.
It's the Angels in the outfield.
You know what I'm guessing at this point in the What's fucking up? Podcast?
Yeah.
You had a little bit of a little drinky drink. You had a beer or two.
I had some sauce. Oh, I've had some. I'm sorry.
For fuck's sake.
I'm
this
sorry.
Is. This
I'm
is.
Sorry.
This
I'm
is
sorry.
Bad. This is
I'm
bad.
Sorry.
You need a
I'm
coffee.
Sorry.
You need a
I'm
coffee
sorry.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
We're losing.
Sorry.
We're losing.
Sorry. Sorry.
Loser people. Listen, I'm sorry. I do apologize,
I'm
people.
Boozer
we're pulling
and
us back then.
Loser in. And a massive never loser.
Executive decision.
Chip and chip and deep. All right.
is a movie
Hold on.
That we're not
going
to talk
yourself.
About.
God damn it. Don't try to rein it in.
Why
Let
not?
Let him listen.
Why not?
Let him listen.
Listen to what? Me. Listen to what? No.
Deteriorate bleep, on a podcast.
You're
yeah,
an
I
ass.
Might as well be Nemo.
You're an ass. You're an
I
ass.
Might as well be Nemo.
You sound like a fucking fish. Bleep, bleep. I quit. Bleep. Goodbye. Bleep. Gotta go.
He just walked out of this door, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not going.
Oh, God damn it. Why? Stick with the bit.
I'm
going to
murder
boner
you after this. I'm not leaving
oh,
yet.
Oh, he's going to murder boner me. That sounds scary. What I really wanted to say, though, was Kurt Russell cannot stop fucking up everything.
Yes, you've already said that, though.
Damn, totally thought Cappy just died. He is the dude from Terminator 2 holding the detonator.
Yeah.
That is
Miles,
him.
Miles Dyson.
I had a question mark, and now I know. He plays a great sweaty black guy.
He is a sweaty black guy in that movie.
All the time? Oh, I mean... I thought you just meant all the time.
No.
He is a sweaty black guy.
Dude, he was sweating because he was in Panks. He broke his back in the movie. He was sweaty, and he was black.
And then it was like,
we're talking
Do you
about
remember
Terminator,
that Terminator
2
now. Oh, my God.
How much longer? I can hold it.
No, he was like...
No. Before that, he warns them to go. Because he's like, I don't know.
What the fuck is that bullshit? No one fucking dies like this.
That's the end of your breath.
Fuck you.
You
fuck you for
life. Run out of breath, so each one is precious, and you pull it in.
No, you go... He sounds like a fucking dumb Switzerland bullshit chick.
Oh, Switzerland chick? How is that Switzerland? What's Switzerland about?
Northern
what?
They have tire pipes.
World... Yeah, idiot
they,
dick.
They have tighter pipes.
Grow a brain.
All right, idiot dick would apply to you.
Why?
Because you have an idiot dick. Because
my big dumb dick.
That big dumb dick. Oh, where am I going today? Where should I plant today? And some chick's asshole just like she spreads them wide with her fucking hands open. Wait, hold on before I'm done. She spreads her asshole wide and you just fall into it. My dick's going here today. My dick's going here today.
This is a fucking catastrophe.
And then you didn't come. And you hated her. Like most of your sexual relations.
Are you shitting me? We're at that time. We're at an hour
no,
and
no,
15.
No, we're good. We're good.
You're lying.
No, we need to go to another like 5 minutes. That's an hour. 60 plus 60, asshole.
120.
God.
At 120.
Fucking rudimentary
I
asshole.
I feel like, let me just say this out loud because I want you to hear it.
I can't do math.
Oh.
Are we done yet?
Just thought it was
These numbers look
shit,
real
shit.
Big.
You little fuck. I thought it was a new recording, not adding on to the last one, you stupid ass mouth.
Well,
so I thought we were here for an hour and 15 from when we started this one.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Stupid ass.
We just started a racial call called the KKK. Is that how it started? KKKKK.
You did. I don't want to be in your club. You're a douche. Just burp into the mic now. You're not even trying.
You already have those hoods.
Try not to fall asleep on it. Don't. Executive Decision is a fun movie about a mid-air terrorist attack. You'll really enjoy it if you haven't already put the gun in your mouth from this podcast. I plan on personally sodomizing Paul after this. I hope you all understand where we stand tonight. My pure rage is undefinable at this point.
You have that written down?
No. I'm thinking about
preemptive.
It. I'm just thinking about it. It's off the dome, Dick.
Hey.
What?
What's your favorite movie ever?
Ew. You're the worst.
I'm so drunk.
You're the shittiest chick ever. Bottle drunk.
Hey. What's your favorite position for a girl?
We're probably...
Actually, go ahead. What's your favorite position?
What is my favorite position for girl?
One that I love, and one that I can respect, and one that I just want to be with forever.
What are you babbling about? How do I like to have sex?
Yeah.
I like looking at reverse cowgirl. It's fun.
So not a face.
Meh.
That's screams.
Well,
a
cheers,
lot.
Missionary, giving a big old kiss.
Yeah,
talking sweet nothings. Yeah, mostly,
I like to put a collar around my neck.
Is this a position, Dick?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
I put a collar around my neck, like, you know, the white collar.
Yeah, like a dog collar for a little filthy
dog.
No.
Well, I am a little filthy dog. Because I'm like, let me get in that
ass. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
She's like, no. And I'm like, let me get in that ass.
You probably have mange, too.
I do have a bit of mange.
Jesus.
It's more so in the pubes. I mean, like, I can't
help
it.
It's cute mange, yeah.
Yeah, it is cute mange. It's like, oh, look at that guy. Like, I'm walking down the street and there's like the theme song playing for me. Like, oh, look at that mange.
Dirty mangy paw. He's such a douche and he doesn't even know it.
Yeah, he's such a douche and doesn't even know it. And look at that asshole walk down the street and look at that dick hole walking down the street and look at that mangy asshole. And it's like, meow. And I just like fucking like, you know, do like a...
You do whatever.
Crescendo,
you
fucking jazz hands. No, but I like facing the girl that I'm fucking. You piece of shit. You were trying to make me out to it, but fuck you.
No.
Beep,
tell
beep,
me. Tell me about the collar. You said you put on a white collar.
Oh, I was just kidding. Because like a missionary would, well, not missionary, but like a pastor, they have the collar with the shirt.
Yes.
The black shirt with the collar.
Yeah. But wait. So you do like missionary the best.
I don't know if you ever heard of jokes
about the being a priest while you're having
sex.
No.
Just jokes in general. Jeez. Tony, ring it back in. You're probably your brain bleeding yet?
Is what?
Oh God, we should probably end this podcast. He's having a stroke. Ah, but go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.